lawsuit against the New York Times.
Donald Trump's lawyers suffered a setback on Friday in his attempt to sue the New York Times and a book publisher for allegedly engaging in a campaign to damage his reputation ahead of the 2024 election. A federal judge in Florida threw out the lawsuit because it lacked a concise argument why Trump should prevail in the suit. Instead, the judge rebuked Trump's lawyers for using the court as, quote, a platform to rage against an adversary. The judge said the lawsuit was, quote, decidedly improper and impermissible, and gave Trump's lawyers 4 weeks to refile their complaint. Peter Haralambos, ABC News.
Homeland Security says three protesters were arrested at a demonstration at an ICE processing facility in Broadview outside of Chicago. For the second time this year, Microsoft says it's increasing the price on Xbox consoles. The company points to changes in the macroeconomic environment. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight, upper 50s. High tomorrow, the low 70s. Partly sunny Sunday, maybe a stray shower. High mid-70s. Drier and pleasant weather into much of next week. Currently at 64 degrees.
things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
WGBW 2025 deserves these tunes too. 97.9 FM.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore. Them to turn black.
I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes.
I see a line of cars and they are painted black, with flowers and my love both never to come back.
Quickly look away. Like a newborn baby, it just happens every day.
I look inside myself and see my heart is black. I see my red door, I must have it into black.
Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts.
Green seagull turned a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black.
seem right. Only you can make the darkness bright. Only you and you
Raise your kids right. Play 97.9 WGBW in the car on the way to school.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
I've got the our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge. We're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
Across the stars, the psychodramas and the traumas, done the songs, and the songs, and hunger. as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch.
97.9 FM.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say. Because I love you too much, baby.
love, you gotta give me more. Give me more. Hey, hey, hey. Give me more.
Thank you.
local news, timeless hits, WGBW, broadcasting from our studios downwind from the Bratz at Lambeau Field.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
97.9 FM.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love.
No!
things we've done together while our hearts were young. I'm a walking in the rain, tears are falling and I feel a pain, a wishing you were here by me to end this misery. And
been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Like children, when we argue, fuss and fight.
If you don't know,
if you don't know right now,
you will never, never, never know.
You'll never, never, never know me. Oh, hey.
If you don't know,
if you don't
by now,
if you don't know me, baby. Our own funny moves. I've got mine. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
I'm Dave Packer. The Trump administration under fire from Democrats and some Republicans over what they say are efforts to clamp down on free speech. This after FCC Chairman Brendan Carr applied pressure on ABC stations to pull late-night talk show host Jimmy Kimmel or possibly lose their broadcasting licenses. Republican Senator Ted Cruz criticized the FCC chairman.
If the government gets in the business of saying what you, the media, have said, we're going to ban you from the airwaves if you don't say what we like, that will end up bad for conservatives.
The interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia resigned Friday before President Trump could fire him for not finding evidence to criminally charge one of Trump's rivals, New York Attorney General Letitia James. The CDC's vaccine advisory panel Friday voted to end its recommendation for the COVID-19 vaccine. Three Russian fighter jets accused of violating Estonia's airspace. This is ABC News. Federal prosecutors have rested their case against Ryan Ruth, a man charged with trying to assassinate President Trump on his golf course last year. Ruth, who is representing himself, plans to call three witnesses in his defense, including a firearms expert. There's been an arrest for a series of Las Vegas casino cyber attacks.
Between August and October of 2023, multiple Las Vegas casinos were hit by cyber network intrusions. The cyber attacks crippled the casinos. Doors wouldn't lock. Hotel check-in systems went down. Slot machines went offline. It was linked back to a group that goes by multiple names, including Scattered Spider. Now Las Vegas police say a juvenile has surrendered himself and has been booked for allegedly being part of that cyber attack. The charges include extortion. The Clark County DA wants a boy tried as an adult. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Nearly 150 soldiers.